Hagadashir, Tavshin Ayin Aleph.
Okay, we're up to Yochza. That means we're up to the Mitzvah of Eating Matzah. I'm going to mention a few brief nyonim. First of all, when is the main Mitzvah of Eating Matzah? Is it now or later? So Tosfos in Tzachim brings that the Eager Mitzvah is when you eat Afikoyim. If that's the case, how can you make a bracha on the matzah that you're eating now when it's not the Iker Mitzvah? So Tosfos says that there are a number of times that we make a bracha even if we're not being yoyter the mitzvah right now, but it doesn't look right to do the same exact action, which we'll do when we're mechavan to be yoyter with the mitzvah. And not make the bracha. The Gemara starts out with a whole discussion of what happens when a person only has one type of yerek, and he's going to use that for morer, and he'll use that for karpas for the yerek in the beginning, which we do, right, in order to make it so that he. The Noikas should ask questions. Surprise them with doing something. And the Hasbola is Kadesh Yeshua at the Noikas. So if you only have one Yerek, and you can use that both for Mor and for Karpas, so really the Bracha should be later. When you eat a matzah, that's when you'll be mechaven to the mitzvah. That's when you'll say Hashem Yishod M'sos Yitzvonu Halachil Usmor. But you should make the bracha in the beginning, because you have to. You're starting to do the mitzvah, and you first. It's the same pa'ula that the mitzvah consists of. So even though you'll be actually yoytz with the mitzvah later, that's why you'll be mechavon for it, but you should make the bracha earlier. You'll see the same thing is with the matzah. The appointment is the ikir achila, because right al matzah shumrorim yachluhu. Time of the appointment, we're going to need two kizaisim. One kesayis is for the mitzvah of chilos matzah, and one is for the kesayis pesach shenachalim matzah. That's why we have two kesayis of them. And we say, and that's at the end of the haggadah, at the end of the meal, I'm sorry. Why at the end of the meal? Because it's the pesach is nechal halasoiva, right? So even though you ate matzah in the beginning just to make the bracha to tzedayim, but the ikir matzah is later, because it's going to be eaten together with the korban pesach. Now, we don't have a korban pesach today, so it's really not a problem, because we're mechavan in the beginning for achilas matzah. But the ikir is when there's a korban pesach, the ikir is later. It's al matzah sumerim yichlu. Okay, so after we came, you make the bracha in the beginning, because that's you're doing that pe'ula. So even though if you're not yoytzer now, the bracha is on the pe'ula, which will eventually be done in a manner that will get you to be yoytzer. Let me read you the lashon of Tosfos.
He brings another good sushna, a birchas shofar.
the Mavorach at Kiyas, the Yeshiva. You make the Berachah, Shek, Kitchonu, Mitzvaytav, Pitzivon, Lushman, Tol Shoifer, right at the beginning, which is Kiyas, the Yeshiva. Why we call that? Because when a Mat Tavnim Shemon Esrei, anything that's not being done during Shemon Esrei is called Yeshiva. But the Shemon Esrei is called the Amidah. But you said, and that's when you're going to make the more important keys later on, because the keys are supposed to be with the brachas, right? It's keys with the bracha of Malchias, and keys with the Chayinus, and keys with Shoshis, right? Those are the tukim that are said along with the keys, that's the Igit keys. But still in all, when we have what we call the keys of Yushas before the Shemon Esrei, that's when we make the bracha. The Mavorach at keys to Yeshiva. Umayelas brachel at kiyashav amidah shehim ikir. Benachas all say the brachas. Okay? That Tosfos says over here. The Tosfos repeats the same thing later on in the Perek when he talks about the mitzvah of Masa. It's on Daf Kuf Tes Vov and Kuf Tes Zayin. Top Tosfos in each plot. Masa for Rav Chisda. That's the quote that I just told you. Kuf Tes Vov. And then
someone doesn't eat
that for
whatever reason.
Is it a rough one? No. He's the kind of mitzvah. Even because the first one is the mitzvah, and the second one you could call it the mitzvah and a mufa. But it's being eaten together with the Korban Pesach. Okay? So you're still the kind of mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah and a mufa, which is being eaten together with L'chol HaPochus, what we consider Zeher L'chol HaPochus, okay? Which is the closest thing to Al-Masas.
Once you're a kind of mitzvah, how are you a kind of again? It doesn't like hit a mitzvah has to be the Shasta.
I mean, that's exactly what Titus is explaining, that you have these three times, Matzah and Mor and Kiyah Shofar. When the eager mitzvah is later, yet you make the bracha before, because it's starting it off, and it will culminate in the more.
Are we saying that you're talking about kaima? Are we saying that the you don't need to
let same thing like with kiyah shofar, you're kaima, but it's not the eager, and it's not the mitzvah buhderes. I mean, it's more than just the mitzvah. It's like an eager kiyah on the seder habrachos is the eager kiyah. So there's a tofel and there's an eker. And the tofel could precede the eker because of the circumstances. Yeah. It's good to look into it because, you know, the truth is that everyone should learn those couple of lot in the last page of Tzachim, in Avri Tzachim. If you really want to make a project for this Pesach, let me tell you where to begin. Because Avri Tzachim is a very, very long period. And there's very important sugyas in the beginning, which are Nagei L'maaseh, and you'll probably got Shinu Mokoyim, and all kinds of different things. You'll probably end up, you know, staying on those for a long time. So the place to start is Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, Amud Aleph. Mosgoloi Kaisishan, the Mishnah and Kuf Yud Dalet. Good? And there, straight through for a couple of blocks. Kuf Yud Dalet and Beis, and Kuf Tes Vov is where I quoted the Tosfos before. It's less than one full block from the beginning of the Pesach Seder Gemara. Alright? It's really very, very kedai. There's a lot of stuff now, you know, we're saying this over a period of who knows how many years already. So I don't know what I said and what I didn't say. I'm sure I went through these Gemaras, I mean, on Daf Kuf Tes Vov on the Beis, and Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, no? About Abaye. What? Yeah. Okay.
Is this
on
a
Mufra Midarban
or
Midaraisa? It's a Mufra actually Midaraisa, because the Mora, for instance, the Mora in the beginning, which is only Kadesh Yishuat and Oikas, the Mora at the end, is still not to Miriam Yechlu, especially if you have a Korban Pesach.
So the Rebbe is saying you're Mekayimit originally, so then the Hesher Min HaMufar is that I'm the Abonim Min HaMufar, what?
The Mufkar is because that's the Ikir Kiyama Mitzvah is together, the Masa and the Mor.
Yeah, but right in the kind of Mitzvah, so then what is the...
And it's supposed to be, and it's Nechol Ala Soiva, and it could only be later on. And you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. But you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and then be Mekayim the Mitzvah and Mufkar later. Hidur Mitzvah is a different story. You can't be Mahadur the Mitzvah, you only be Mekayim it once. So there's a big chilik between Hidur Mitzvah and the Mitzvah and the Mufkar. Hidur Mitzvah is a nicer Mitzvah. So, for instance, if you're laying a Sefer Torah, the Gemara says that if you have a nice mantle and a nice pen and very nice ink and everything, so there's Hidur Mitzvah. So, let's say you have a Sefer Torah that was written without all these things. So, but Yoitzu with the decree of 100%, and if you lay it over a second time because you found a Sefer Torah that was written with an Indian, that's Mahuda, you're not gaining anything at all, it's too late. Right? The Hidur was, the Mitzvah was done already. Asher in kein, if it's a different method, the first time you lay in it, you're doing the Mitzvah rather, and not in the Mufkadika way, and the second time you're doing it in a different way, altogether different. And that's the Mitzvah on Mufkah, so that could be done later. And Tosis is Machadish that the Bruch is done earlier, the first time. Right? We do that by Ki Shofar. That's Chlor. But we don't do it by Mora because we always have a different Yerik. Right? It's not like in the Italian Age of Shoal, where only Rebbe and Antoninus had Vachazeres, if they had the Bimois Hagshomim. So they got hold of one Yerik, they were lucky. But what we have. Stores filled with Yerokas, we have a problem of how to be Boydekin. Okay. Now, another thing is just take a look at the structure of the matzahs. We have three matzahs, right? We're about to wash the matzah. We got to know what we're washing to. We have a top matzah, and which is whole, and a bottom matzah that's whole, and the one in the middle that's broken since yachat, right? One half is put away for the kaiman, and one half is we're going to eat now. So, why do we have the three matzahs? So it's a machlokes hashoina. Good. And the Mordechai is Mavara, Tosfos and Brachos a little bit. The reason why we have the three masses is because we need two shleimim for Lechem Mishnah. Good. We need the broken one because that's the Iker Mitzvah is on a broken one. And why is that? Because it says Lechem Oini. Ma Darko Shal Oini Lechel Prusa. Only can afford a beautiful, you know, the whole challah, or it's not referring to matzah, by the way. I said it past years, lechem oini refers to the broken matzah as opposed to a whole matzah. And not matzah as opposed to chometz. That's the way the Gemara comes out, l'chol ha'pachas. And then we have. He's showing them who learned that no, the Lechem Mishnah is the two matzahs, the whole one and the broken one. And we don't need another matzah for Lechem Mishnah. Okay? That's why the Gro had only two matzahs. Because he passes like those you're showing them. We learn that it's two matzahs and the Lechem Mishnah is, you know, the whole and the broken. Not a rabbi. You shouldn't have three matzahs because then we're taking away the mitzvah from the broken one. We're saying the moitzi is on, not on the broken one. But that's not so because the mitzvah is on the broken one. Different than the whole year.
Shikar would hold it on a regular Shabbos too?
What?
Shikar would hold it on a regular Shabbos too? You don't need any shleimim?
No, you need shleimim, only Pesach. Right. That's the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara tells us the story of Reb Shalman. The Gemara says Hakol Moedim, that the Pesach that we make the bracha on the broken one. But then there are those who say still in all, we can make a Moshe Lechem Noritz, you should make it on the Sholim, right? So there was a Mechoikis. So along came Reb Shalman, and he came up with an idea, and he put the Prus of the Tzarech HaShleim Umavorech Menich HaPrus of the Tzarech HaShleim. And by doing that, so they said to Mashiach, your name is Shalman, and you made Shalom Bein HaTalmidim, so you bring Yosef with both together. But the Ikir, most Yishanim learn, the Ikir is like that the Prusa, should read that Gemara too. It's an important Gemara to have in your stomach. Tarashkov is Rechmeo, you know that stuff. What?
If you only have two,
the middle in the middle.
If you only have two masses,
then you only have.
Then you only. The top is the shleima, and the bottom is the prusa, because it's the prusa is b'soich hashleima. So. Here's the Gemara. Gemara starts out with something else that was in the Prusa Shel Chitna and the Shleima Shel Siorim. So Gemara tells about the Shalman. Then Shasam to Shalom Bein HaTalmidim Omer Popa Hakol Moedim BePesach. My time of lechem oynik siv. Right. Omer Vashi, Omer Baba, uveshabbes chayav olam hotzoya al shtei kikris. There's a very strong mashmois from the Gemara like that, but the Rishonim will talk about it. That's dafke veshabbes when there's two shleimim, but on Pesach there's a shleima and the prusa. But anyhow, the minig of 99%. Of people and more is that we have the three matzahs, right? So that we should have a prusa b'soich hashleima. We have two old ones, the top one, the bottom one, and the prusa in the middle. And we make the bracha, hashikishonu, and b'moisa lechem noritz on all three, so that we should have lechem mishnah. Then we take the bottom one and put it down, and make the second bracha, hashikishonu, b'soichishonu, on chilus matzah, because over here, since we don't need Lechem Mishnah any longer, we already were yoytu with the Lechem Mishnah, so we make the bracha, the dafke on the shleima and the prusa.
Why do we have the shleima then?
What?
Why don't we only use the prusa for the mitzvah of Chilas Matzah? For the bracha of Allah Chilas Matzah? As soon as you put the bracha, you put down the shleima.
No. You keep it. That's what Menich Shleim. That's what it says in the Gemara.
That you only need for the proof.
Hakol Moedin bePesach Shemenich Prusa B'Tzar Shleim. Yeah, good, but that's you don't change anything. You don't do it differently for Lechem Mishnah than for the Bruch.
If we're putting down anyways,
we do it because we want to have Shleimus for Lechem Mishnah, and Prusa is for the mitzvah. The Gemara says the Lechem Mishnah itself is the Shleima and the Prusa. So therefore,
right,
we make the
now when we make the Alas Elas Matzah, and we're putting down the bottom Shalom, so why don't we put down the top Shalom too, and just make the Alas Elas Matzah on only the Prusa, if that's what is going on?
Because we still want to make all the Brachas on Shtei Kikros. Tosus says the minig is just also to have two masses here. Tosus learns like that, two masses, but the Mordechai and the Rosh, they learn that it's three masses. Okay. Now, here's, I think, I don't know, I remember discussing this last year, but I guess I didn't, but if not, it was no great loss to say it over again. but the you're supposed to eat two kezayim, a kezayis prus and a kezayis lema. Now, the only one who's able to eat two kezayim is the one who has a full kara, who has three matzahs with him. Right? Now, when I say a full kara, I mean three matzahs. I don't mean a kara with all the different minim on it, because pashtus, the kara is only in front of the one who leads the seder. See, with name Misha Omer Gode. That's another Gemara in Sochim. You know, I'm not going to. People have different Nogim. Here, what the Gemara says. Okay? And then the Gemara says, Rapuna Omar Kulhu Nami Lifnei Misha Omer Hagodev Ilchasek Rapuna. Okay. In the Pashtus, the Ilchasek Rapuna would mean that all three masses are in front of only the Lifnei Misha Omer Hagodev. I had already said 100,000 times that if the Pesach Seder is being conducted without any real Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim and without any real discussion and any Messiah and all the extremely important things that the Iker, the Higadah to Levincha, so what do people do? They just sit in Daven up Tagoda like it would be Peter Maktoris that they started with, you know, Avodah Mayinu, and just continue mumbling till the end. And then when anybody has a Shikol Torah, they say their Shikol Torah, and very often the Shikol Torah have, you know, very little to do with the mitzvah Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Iker is that there should be listeners and speakers, and everyone could participate to a certain degree, but there's a Oymer HaGodah. Agam be'emes, the Rishonim who say that the Loshna Gemara lifnei Misha Omer HaGodah refers to something that they used to do in the time when there were a lot of Amei Horetz, you know, and people didn't know how to daven, and therefore only one person said the HaGodah. So it's not entirely without merit for everyone to say. So I always say that the leader of the HaGodah should say it and explain it and give over the Sefer Kemo Shehoya. And others should say it quietly. No, the other say it quietly, and then the explaining and the sefer, all those things have to be done. But these are things that we discussed for the last many years. Okay. Now, of course, you got to remember to do it be'seva. Everybody knows all these things. I've just mentioned over briefly because I had shown the demonstration of what be'seva is, and it's a very good thing to learn it and to practice it, because if you do it correctly, the Hesebu is the most luxurious form of eating, and that's the way they did it in the Talmud of Chazal. The reason I say this with certainty is because I've seen many illustrations, not now, but made then, thousands of years ago, you know, friezes and artwork into walls and paintings of how they ate by the mitoys, mitoys zor v'chesed, alisras bat v'sheish v'dayina, all that. And when they sit and eat like this, so you have a very, very luxurious way of eating. There's no spilling, there's no... It's so you eat on the left and you stretched out. I mean, I don't have a bed over here, so I see that I'm down, but it's very comfortable and you're in full control of what you're doing. Shane came, you know, when you do what people generally do, so they go, they go through some contortion, they go like this. The first thing that happens is the wine spills all over everybody, because as you're, you know, trying to lean in and drink at the same time with something, you get over your tie and your kittle and your pants and shirt and everything. And I don't know if all these items will share in drinking up the shear of your beans together with the...
Is it possible to lean like this on a regular chair?
Yeah, sure. I could do it on a bench.
So you need to, like, lean back?
See, if, when you lean back and you go like that, you bend it to the side. All you have to do... I'm not using the arms on the chair at all. It's good if you have one, it's fine. And if not, you can put it on the table. But the main thing is, well, like this. This is the Hesedah smile. Understand the Hesedah smile? You have a full range. Like the Gemara says, you could talk with people in front of you, but you can't talk with people behind you. Everything exactly what's described in Chazal is done when you make Hesedah this way. When you eat, it's comfortable and luxurious. The other way is a contortion which is painful, and it doesn't show any chayrus whatsoever.
I don't do that the whole year then.
Whenever
you
want to
be comfortable.
Shem Chol HaLeil, right?
No, I mean, as if it was a way of being comfortable, why don't we do it the whole year?
Because we don't do those things anymore.
Why don't we? It's not something that comes natural. That we, oh, let's like this.
Because no, people don't do it today, so you don't see it. You don't know how to do it. The first time I saw that, when someone had on the wallpaper which had illustrations which were taken from old artwork that showed old people sitting on these mitos, and it's in a flat bed, it's a bed with something near the head which grows up a little, so it gives you the exact shape which you need to be able to eat in this luxurious way. And everything that Chazal say about Haseba just fits in so beautifully and perfectly with it. The other way is just, it's impossible, you know. It becomes sort of one of the mitzvahs that you got to do and get it over as quickly as possible.
Are you yotzeh with the Yevad?
Everybody is yotzeh. I never like to even imagine in my mind that something that I talk about should be ma'akev in the Kiyama Mitzvah. Every year is yotzeh with the Mitzvah. But we just spoke before about the mitzvah of Min HaMufcher. No, you don't want to do the mitzvah of Min HaMufcher. You want to do.
So now you're saying that if you don't feel comfortable,
say we're not yet. Well, that was just the second ago. So I said that everybody's yet.
We must say not.
But everybody doesn't say it like that.
But it's not comfortable.
So try it. Practice it. Do it the way I showed you.
Not so much other people will not. But Rebbe's confident that
they don't hold nuts like me. They just never thought.
Maybe all the yotzei, you know, it's not too good.
It must be that the yotzei, because how could it be that everybody's doing something and they're not yotzei? So why should we say they're not yotzei? You know, I said the other day, somebody asked about all the events that are happening in the world. There are two ways of looking at them. There's one way of saying let's take a Musa Haskell from all the events that are going on, and let's find out what all these bad people are doing wrong. And the other way is to say, let's take a Musa Haskell from all these terrible events that are going on, and let's find out what I myself personally have to do. And forget about the rest of the world. When if you want to correct the world, it's a lot of fun in it. But if you want to correct yourself, it's serious work, and that's what you have to be thinking of now about the world. Now, another thing I started pointing out rather that you could only get a kizayis of prusa for the one who has the car, or else give a whole bunch of people. Three matzahs. You know, if there's a lot of kids and there's married children by the table, so you got to give the three matzahs to a number of different people because you can't allow only one kid from the whole bunch to steal the epikoyim. So you have no greater. You could maybe have to do something that's not 100% minam mufchir, but kind of take care of the kids. On the other hand, how do we get the women to have a kizayis from the prusa? So, you know, people sometimes are not medagdik. They hold the noshim am b'fnei atzmon, but you have to give the ladies too a kizayis from the shloima, a kizayis from the prusa. Now, to get a kizayis even from the shloima, and how much could you make from your own shloima? Two kizayis, so two, three, you can't sell from one, three people. What I have is by my seder. Other people have different ways. They'll give everybody three matzahs, l'chol ha'pachas, at least the matzahs, not the other stuff in the car. But what they give is I have two boxes of matzahs, a box of shleimim and a box of prusas, and I open it after Manishtana. During Manishtana, you're oike the shulchan, right? So you put away the masses. Really, suppose I carry it out into the next room. Why? Because that's called akiyus hashulchan. And well, you just cover it up if you want. Now, but just covering it up won't make any yishuvatinoikas, so I try to make a kiyus shulchan. But then you bring it back, and starting from avodah hayinu l'parah mitzrayim, so the matzah that you're going to be yotza with has to be open there in front of everybody. And the reason is because there's another reason why matzah is called lechem oini, from the shoyish la'anois, to call out lechem sha'oinin olav dvorim harbe. And Rashi says, what's the dvorim harbe? It's Sipur Yisis Mitzrayim and the Haggadah and Halav Haggadah. Rashi says Moin and Molav Torah Harvi is Halav Haggadah. And so in order for the Master to be real Lecha Moini, it has to be out in front of the Tzibur, who's, you know, having Seder during the whole Haggadah and Sipur Yisis Mitzrayim. You could cover it up if you want when you say V'hisha Amda, because the reason why you cover it up during the masses during V'hisha Amda is because you can lift up the kais, and every time you lift up the kais, so it's Shalayir HaPas Voishta, if the bread is out, so then you can't lift up the kais. But since you're going to lift up the kais, you have to cover up the bread. Right? No, afterwards, open up the chalos again. Matzahs, and make sure that the lechem oini is there, and the other stuff which I'm going to use for the matzah, for the mitzvah, is also there. So it should be lechem oini, kedas moishav yisroel. And so when I hand out, then I, as I'm about to make the moitzi, be moitzi everybody, you know, and believe. Out any discussion upon people making their own bracha or being yotze, and so By the way, I should mention something about that here. You know, if a person wants to be yotze, the mitzvah karoi, they should be yotze with the bracha of the head of the Seder. Why? Because if they'll make the bracha of Moshe Lechem Aretz when they receive their peace, so they're not going to have a Kizayis Prusa and Shleima, but whatever they have is going to be Prusa. Maybe it's better according to the Hishayim, the whole Ike is the Prusa. But if you want to do like Reb Shalman, Niyach Prusa B'Sachar Shleima Mavorach, I mean, it's the Mavorach, it's on the Prusa and Shleima. When everybody makes their own bracha, they're, how do I get Lechem Mishnah is a big problem, but you could say Shlokal Torah on that, but you can't say any Torah of how you're going to get proof of B'Sarach HaShleimu in order to be Yotze with the Mitzvah Keroi. Now we just take a piece. I try to get a piece of my two masses, you know, the proof of B'Sarach into everybody's sandwich. The Prusa B'Sarach HaShleima, and one Kizayas of Prusa, one Kizayas of Shleima, and hand them out as quickly as possible. What? Well, I get the Kizayas from my two masses, from the top Shleima and from the middle Prusa, and then there's still enough left to give everybody a little brekel of Prusa Shleima from my masses, but the main thing, of course, it's not my masses, the main thing is the other stuff. It's all Lechem Oini, and it's all eaten by each one, and they'll have a bracha on the Prusa and Shleima, and it's in front of them the whole Seder.
Even though they're not getting a whole Kazayas from your Matzah.
Yeah, they don't need a whole Kazayas from my Matzah, they get a whole Kazayas from the Prusas and Shleimas that were out the whole time. They asked me, Bedavka, my Matzah. But when you're Moisi, a lot of people with the bracha, so they should use part of the of the masses that they were yotze with, but I go like this. I put it right in front of me, the box of shleimas and the box of prusas. So, and I go like that, you know, like the ladies go by lichtbrinch, just to get everything in. And I might see everybody, the prusas and the shleimas, they should all have a kezias from an original prus and original shleim. Okay. You don't have to use my way, but I felt that it was an oifen that was very behuder, and it has every little tiny aspect of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Now,
so everybody else gets from the shleimas to the box?
Yes. A Kedai Shleima from the box of Shleima, a Kedai Shleima from the box of Prusas. Plus a little bit from the Prusa and Shleima, which was in front of me, which.
When does
Rabbi
eat?
Lifnei
Misha,
what?
When does Rabbi eat from giving out the.
Oh, you get two, you know, tichtige teenage kids, and they, before you know it, they go 1, 2, 3. And 25, 30 people get the portions to clarify. Yeah, I started eating right away, yeah, but then it was a little hasegu, but then I just see to it that it started in another 20 to 30 seconds, and I'm there with being massive and eating the sukkahs. What? No, it's from one kezias from the matzah and one kezias from the shleim. One kezias from a whole matzah shleim and one from a prusa. Two kezias.
Everybody
wants to get
from a whole matzah.
Well, of course, that's the what they should get. That's good, but I don't have a kezias. I want a kezias of shleim and a kezias of prusa. Those are the two kezias. Well, that's the whole mitzvah. Otherwise, you don't need two kezias. Otherwise, it's one kezias. If all you're going to have is from prusa, so then what do you need two kezias for? unless you like matzah, money, more of it. But if you're going to have two kezaisim, the whole two kezaisim is one kezaisim of flame and one kezaisim of fruit.
It's really both of them about sachas. They say b'shem of yankit that it's not really possible in tzias.
Well, what I do is I try to be voleya both of them of asachas. I don't always succeed, but what I do is to chew them up without being voleya anything, and chew and chew and chew, and before you know it, they're all chewed up, and then it's easy to make a big blia, and you could get it pretty close to two kezaisim, if not at least two little kezaisim. You know, then you together they'll add up to the, you know, who's kezaisim. That's what the Moshe Zatzal said, that you take two kezaisim. Mishabura says that you should put all the churis in that kezaisim. Take the biggest kezias, which is equal to a whole egg, right? And say that the whole egg that we have is neskatnu aveim, so it should be equal to two eggs, so you'd have a kezias which is a chotzi beya, so you'll have two full size eggs. I mean, that you surely can't be bolei vasachas. So if you have two half eggs together, it'll be one full egg, which will be the full kezias of the Nodi Behuda.
How much of an average amount is that?
How much? I don't know. You know, I told you in previous years that we all measure kezias in a certain way. How do we all, Lamaista, how do you measure kezias? You take out the big map of kezias and then you measure it how many inches. I'll tell you how every one of us measures the kezias. Then see if you agree with me or not. Lamaista, you take something that looks like it's a kezias and then you add a little more. No? Isn't that what we all do? So we measure. Let's say measure kezias. What?
Still
take a Valium also.
it's closer to a third of a matzah, a half a matzah, or 2/3 of a matzah.
It's close. It's the small kezias and possibly even the big kezias should be a third of a matzah and two kezaisim, 2/3, and that you get every shear in the whole wide world if you have 2/3 of a big matzah. But if you really can't eat that much, so if you take a quarter of a big matzah and another quarter, so you'll end up with a half a matzah. It's very much. And then you'll have the Nodi Behuda's kezaisim, and you'll have, but you wouldn't have two of them. They used to send the machine masses from the Eidach Reides from Yerushalayim, and it would be written on the backs, Kol Matzah Hik Zayas Shlemo V'chol Adei. I haven't seen those boxes for a long, long time. They're a little smaller than our regular machine masses. Anyhow, just a little drop more. The bracha of Achilas Mor is you have to have a kezias mor, so it's machlokes yeshoinim. The Rosh says you don't need a kezias. Many Yerushalayim say you do need a kezias. And the bottom line is that we're not like the Yerushalayim that say you need a kezias, but we're making and we take little smaller kezias. If you're going to take romaine lettuce or something like that, then nobody cares if they have a little bigger kezias. I'm sure you'll take a bigger one. If you have chayin, you'll probably want to get away with a little smaller kezias. But something to think of is that when you use shrein b'derech klal, so you don't dip it into charoses, because you have ground up shrein, how you dip it into charoses?
Happened in the lettuce, in a piece of lettuce.
Yeah, so you're really, you know, taking a little of this, a little of that, but if you just want shrein, so what I do is for more, I just take the lettuce, and for Kairach I take the chayin, but yeah, you can take whatever you want.
And now, the daf has to be good.
But I tried to, well.
You can pour some pharosis on
it. Yeah. Right? So you could pour some, but you're supposed to dip it in and shake it off. So you know, so if you dip it in, you could dip it as much as you want and then shake it all off. But if you dip it, if you're putting it on, so you got to be careful to put on only a little bit, it shouldn't affect the tam. Or tam mor. That's why you got to shake it off. You want to get rid of the effects of, you know, that. The poison, which is either an heiress or a bug that'll run away from smelling the mora.
How do you dip the cream then?
So then, but you wouldn't be able to dip it, so you'll pour a little drop of cheresis.
Is there any
mylo
for taking cream? Is there any mylo of the cream or the lettuce?
The Gemara says the eager is the lettuce. Right? In fact, the Gemara says that there's someone who took something further down on the list. It could be he took chayin, it could be he took one of the others. The last one, which is called mora, that's the fifth one. He felt it was more bitter than the other four mina. So he held that as a hidur. So the Gemara says that someone who saw him do it told him, no, that's wrong. First of all, you should take lettuce because lettuce is the first one on the list. And then Chazal had a hidden tam why they said to take lettuce, because lettuce is called in Loshon Targum chasa, and chasa means the chos rachmona alon, because Baruch Hu has rachmona on us. So therefore, it's preferable to take lettuce. But that's only Gemara, boys say. See, I bet you didn't. You know.
What was really enough
The reason why there were night to take rain, if you really want to know, is this. I'll tell you, the reason is because in Europe at that time of the year there was no lettuce. You'd have to send ships out to the other end of the Roman Empire and bring lettuce for you, because lettuce doesn't grow in the colder countries in Nissen. You have to have a gan hayorek, right? Vishkiso v'raglechok, a gan hayorek, which grow throughout the summer. That's why it says when Rebbe and Antoninus were so rich, right? Shnei goyim v'vitnei, chatikri goyim elegeyim, that they never were missing lettuce from the table. Right? We always have lettuce. You go into the supermarket, you get whatever you want. But they have to have special ships going all the way to, you know.
Or in Bava, the Nazis are called. Even in Bava, the
Nazis
are called. Colder climates, they are not very
much. Right, sure.
Mm-hmm. Where did you mix the lettuce and the mar?
What?
They hid it there. If you mix the mar and the lettuce together, you eat it. They hid it there.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They want to have more, so they put a little more into the lettuce and during Kairach. I mean, look, that's what people do, and that's 100% kosher.
Rebbe said that Rebbe has more also.
No, by Kairach, I do only the chayin, and by more. What?
You're saying, why does Rebbe take crane?
Why do I take crane? It's because, you know, like we say in Heimish and Yiddish, as I'm getting over, so it's well, don't forget, three quarters of the things you do in Pesach is a zeche for something that they used to do a long time ago. No?
That my Rebbe just explained.
Yeah. And by, but you do it the way you're used to doing it. I do it for one reason, because if in Manushach, if the Kazayas is going to be composed of Mor and Chayin by during the Kairach, right? And So if the kezayas would be part mortar and part grain, and without the mortar, without the lettuce, I wouldn't have my kezayas. So I'm anyway relying on the kezayas, and the kezayas is more mehuda, as I say to Feirish. So what am I gaining? It's chos rachman alon. That's the Gemara Mtocha. Look through the Gemara stuff, boys. It's very guy. You always, what, lettuce is not bitter? So the Gemara is, what, why? But lettuce is not bitter. It's all there in the Gemara. What do you mean? How about trying to find out on your own?
Chayin is not bitter either. It's chorif.
What?
Chayin is chorif. It's not really mild. It's in different time.
Yes, not Marv, so that they say that. Good enough, machinery. The Gemaras are all here, you know.
The cashless consideration would be with weather.
Yeah, I mean, if you want big, giant packages of hothouse grown stuff, you don't have to be boiling. But years ago, nobody had these things, and we sat 3 hours and were boiling everything, leaf by leaf. Everybody did it, and nobody holds chaseres as chayim. But in all the picture books, when it says on the kaira on the top, joya, beitza, mor, karpas, chayroises, chaseres. So by chaseres, you have a picture of a piece of chayim. And that's what you put, the head of a grain, so nice, and the one in the middle, the mora, so you put the word chazeres in Israel today is used to mean grain. And the reason it's used to mean grain is because the word chazeres sounds just like grain. Chazeres, grain, chazeres, same word. So that you have a new Hebrew word, that's it. That's the reason.
This Master Rock says, I grow up with Apple Motors, ours, you, this morning. But who else is your teacher when you mention something that that's embarrassing? I grow up with Apple Motors, ours, you.
Tarzak, which is great, yeah.
So who else is your teacher when you mention somebody that that's considered something more says? You see, that has to be.
Maybe the Gemara and the Gro learned that the word chazeres means grain. But Rashi and everybody else says that chazeres is lettuce. But Ken Kashanish to the Gro had a different shot.
Chazeres is something Kiddush?
Chazeres is Lashna Kiddush. Chasu is Aramaic. That's what says the Gemara. Tarzak is true, that's great. Okay.